Welcome back. 1221 at 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. It's Monday. That means Robert Knight time. Bob Knight is a senior fellow for the American Civil Rights Union and a columnist for the Washington Times. Today's column entitled, When Moral Sanity is Deeply Disturbing, Hillary Views Religious Freedom from Left Field. Bob, I got to tell you, I read this and I thought, this is right on target.
Well, thanks, Andy. I think Hillary was kind of amazing. I watched that interview she gave with Walter Isaacson. It was a Q&A. She was sitting up on stage at the Aspen Ideas Festival last week, and they were talking about the Hobby Lobby decision, where the Supreme Court basically said you can't force a company with religious values of its owners to pay for contraceptives, and in their case, for abortifacients that they didn't want to pay for. So Hillary gave an amazing presentation that got tons of applause because it was all lefties there, where she talked about this being a terrible setback for women. And then this is the zinger quote, I think, Andy, if you'll permit me a second. She said, it is a disturbing trend that you see in a lot of societies that are unstable, anti-democratic, and frankly prone to extremism, where women's bodies are used as the defining and unifying issue to bring together people, men, to get them to behave in ways that are disadvantaged to women, but prop up rulers. And then she said, this is a really bad slippery slope, that the court didn't force Hobby Lobby to pay for contraceptives or go out of business, basically.
Yeah. You know, I have to ask you this. When did contraception become the single biggest health concern women have ever faced?
Since Sandra Fluke made it one at that congressional hearing that she barged her way into, by the way, or tried to. That's another media story you never hear. They had a lineup of witnesses at that famous congressional hearing. They, at the last minute, the Democrats withdrew one and tried to shove Sandra Fluke, totally unknown, up on in the committee chair for the witness situation. And they said, no, we don't know anything about this woman. We're not going to just put her in front of a microphone. So then the Democrats went out and called it a war on women and said, you know, they're denying a woman the chance to talk about the need for taxpayer-funded contraceptives or that companies pay for them. And she became a hero to the left. Now, here's Hillary Clinton just last week repeating the mantra, basically, that if the companies aren't forced to provide something that violates their conscience, it's a war on women.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, let's be clear. You can still buy the drugs if you want them. You can go pay for them yourself. Or you could probably get Planned Parenthood to hand them to you using our tax dollars, right?
Oh, of course. And Walmart will provide most contraceptives for $9 a month.
Yeah.
It's not like this is something women can't get a hold of. But the narrative is that somehow it's evil Republicans who want to deny women their rights. Senator Harry Reid outdid himself following up on Hillary's comments, said it's high time that the five men on the Supreme Court stop making decisions for women. And by that, I would think he means that men can never have any say in these policy issues, so therefore he should recuse himself whenever a vote on abortion or health funding comes up.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, the real disturbing trend, if you will, is this. Years ago, if you admitted to being a religious person, it was an honorable proclamation. Today, if you so much as mention God, other than in a profane statement, you're looked at as an outcast. What in the world happened?
Well, it's because the left has refashioned traditional morality as a form of bigotry against women, against gays, against environmentalists. They've gone to war against Christianity and Orthodox Judaism, and they framed all the issues in a moralistic sense. You know, for people who believe in moral relativism, supposedly, they use a lot of moral language all the time. It's always, this is right, this is wrong. And, of course, the people with traditional religious values are always wrong in their book.
Yeah. You know, not too long ago, I recall a Washington Times story indicating that if you're a self-identified religious person, it could result in a 26% lower chance of getting a job you apply for.
Yeah, you know, and the mystery of this is that employers know that religious people make great employees.
Yeah.
Because they have to answer to God for hard work and honesty and all the virtues. They have a reason to be good employees. And, you know, if you ask any employer out there, you know, if you got some Christians on your staff, you know, what do you think of it? He'd say, well, at least they're not stealing behind my back, and they work hard. It should be an asset. You know, like putting Eagle Scout down on your resume or something.
I doubt if anyone would do that today.
Well, I don't know. It might be a black mark these days.
Yeah, I know.
We don't want that Eagle Scout in there. He might start building fires in the kitchen or something.
Yeah. Know? But, you know, it's not just religion. It's the overall moral decay in the country and lawlessness. I mean, look at the southern border right now. I mean, this country is coming apart at the seams.
It is. It is. And you talk to a lot of people, even liberals, are starting to scratch their heads and saying, is there anything left to our law and order that have kept us free and safe for many years? It looks like that nobody's willing to exert what you might call righteous authority, which is to follow the law. You know, when you have an executive like President Obama, who is making up the law as he goes along and ignoring laws he doesn't like, that sends a signal down the chain, and that's why the bureaucrats have become more emboldened to issue regulations that they have no authority to issue. Look at the FCC. I mean, they are hell-bent on governing the Internet with no congressional authority whatsoever. Internet wasn't under the Telecommunications Act, and yet there they are issuing net neutrality guidelines. They say they're going to issue more. They're talking about doing away with the fast-track pricing system. And that's a whole other issue, Andy. You probably have some expert on that. But
mm-hmm.
I find it appalling that these bureaucrats think they can reach out and regulate anything.
Yep. Well, whether it's Hillary or Barack Obama, they are indeed changing America, fundamentally changing America. We heard that right before he took office, remember?
Yeah, we did. And in my book, Radical Rulers, How Washington's Elites Are Pushing America Toward Socialism, I went and got his speech and quoted directly. And you can see it. He really meant what he said. For the last 5.5 years, he has put people in place who are contemptuous of the rule of law, who share his vision of transforming America into a European-style welfare state, or worse, maybe an East German post office.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing it without really effective opposition. I think that's the problem, Andy. There have been people with these ideas for years, but they ran up against people like Ronald Reagan. And right now, you know, we don't see enough of that leadership. We see a few figures rising. There's actually some talent on the bench there in the GOP. But they've got to be even more forceful and tell the American people how it is. Talk over the heads of the media.
Yep. Folks, you need to read this, When Moral Sanity is Deeply Disturbing. It's by Robert Knight. It's in today's Washington Times and at WashingtonTimes.com. As always, good to talk to you, Bob. Thank you.
Thank you, Andy. See ya.
1229 at 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. Still to come, I'm going to dive back into some of that Sunday talking head stuff on immigration. And Rowan Scarborough will join me in the next hour. Next half hour, I should say. Next hour. Well, never mind. Next half hour, and we'll discuss ISIL.